Hello, everybody. It is with great sadness that I want to talk about this topic over here. One of our greatest members of the fighting game community, Mr. Broly Legs, has passed away, according to an announcement earlier today on Broly's Twitter account. Written by, I believe, his brother out there. If you are not familiar with Broly Legs is clearly one of the most inspirational players in fighting game history. He's had many documentaries made about him. He is a player who has no use of his legs at all whatsoever, and very, very minor use of his hands and arms. He transports himself on a mechanical table like this, and he actually plays fighting games on a pad using his tongue and his cheek. And he is damn good at fighting games. He is damn good at fighting games. Zoning is Cool mentions the story, but David talks about this, that he fought Broly Legs online playing Street Fighter 4, and Broly Legs played Fuerte, and David was like, "Oh, it's, I mean, like, you're not trying to be a jerk, but you're like, it's Broly Legs. I can risk a DP because he probably can't do run, stop, run, fierce, run, stop, fierce, run, stop, fierce, right?" Oh boy, was he wrong. Oh boy, was he wrong. Because he actually did a DP and he got infinited by Fuerte, by Broly Legs. And Olaf mentions it, really clever button-driven option selects and input priority. In Street Fighter 4, 5, and 6, he did not have a heavy kick button. He only had three kicks. And so sure enough, like when he played Chun-Li in 4 and stuff, you would never see, he couldn't combo into heavy bird kicks or combo into heavy lightning legs, because it would always come out as the EX instead. I don't know how he handled this in 6, because clearly you need the heavy lightning kick and spinning bird kick for combo extensions and stuff. But again, this is how he would do it. And he would literally play with the controller on his cheek like this and hit buttons with his tongue. Like, he really couldn't do much with his hands. So he would play like this and play with his tongue on the buttons. Sometimes hold MK plus LK and use 3K as HK. Oh, so he would program a button to be MK and LK, hold those, so if he hit three kicks, it couldn't press the other two, so it would only come out as HK. There you go. But again, there is tournament footage out there of him beating very strong players. He was a very competent player who was also a coach, taught a lot of people how to play fighting games. And again, he is the kind of player that so many people out there were inspired by. Wheels from the KI scene, also, you know, a player with a disability. He wasn't sure if he could compete at the highest of levels. He saw Broly, and he's one of the best KI players out there. Oh, he had a wonderful sense of humor. I told the story, and again, it sucks because we're losing so many of our favorite players, the greatest players out there. So I purposely told the story about Flo and Broly Legs. Flo was traveling to UFGT 8-9, and his ex had been to the previous one and really enjoyed it. She really wanted to go, but she couldn't make it. But she joked to Flo on Twitter. She was like, "Take me with you. Put me in your suitcase and take me with you." And Flo responded with, "I don't think I could fit you in the overhead bin." And out of nowhere comes Broly Legs with a tweet of, "I could." And you're just like, dude, Broly Legs. Like, dude, I mean, dude, his name is Broly Legs, right? His name is Broly Legs because he can't use his legs. Honestly. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. He constantly joked about it all the time, and he wrote a book. He actually wrote a book. It is an ebook that you can get out there even right now. And it's called My Life from the Floor, if I'm not mistaken. Is it on Amazon right now? Let me just get it here. My Life Floor. So let's see. My Life Beyond the Floor is what it is. Okay, here we go. My Life Beyond the Floor that you can check out over here. Yeah, and as I was going to point this out, but as Olaf Redlund says, I mean, this is a book here, 87 pages, not long right here. You can get it for your Kindle and stuff like that. But he does this when he types on social media and the internet. Again, he can't use his hands to type. Do you know how Broly Legs types? With a chopstick in his mouth. And he smacks the keyboard one key at a time using his mouth and a chopstick. Like, that's what this guy did. Like, so many people out there who are like, I can't play fighting games because of this disability, or I can't play fighting games because I just don't think I have the ability. And then you see a guy like Broly Legs and what he does, and you're just like, he has been the inspiration for so many people out there. And again, you know, I don't want to use this phrase because it sounds disrespectful, because obviously a lot of people are passing away, and if you don't include them in this list, it sounds messed up. You know, but we keep losing like a lot of the best people out there. Again, Flo was a wonderful person. Broly Legs was a wonderful person. We lost Lily Ko, Elko, recently. She was amazing. Piano Densetsu, nobody had anything bad to say about him. But you see it right now. You see it on Twitter. If you're anywhere in the fighting game community, everybody is tweeting about Broly Legs, because the way that he touched so many lives was so important. And, you know, how he basically showed us what the human is capable of. You know, we have a person here that's disabled. Before I started the stream, someone in chat was just like, you know, the human body is just awful. Like, look how much it can hurt us. And, you know, we don't know what caused Broly Legs to pass away. Someone in my chat said they were just talking to him a couple of days ago. But, you know, obviously, it might have been the disease or something like that. And it really does show how frail the human body is. But Broly Legs himself showed us how strong and amazing the human body is, right? How, you know, the quote of where there's a will, there's a way. He was able to compete and be one of the strongest players in fighting games, in Street Fighter, for a very long time. He was still relevant at the end of 5. He was still relevant in Street Fighter 6. And it shows the kind of resilience that is possible, you know, when you have that kind of mentality, you know, where you refuse to let anything stop you from doing what you want to do, you know? Oh yeah, no, 100% DJ Blues, who says, while Broly Legs' ingenuity is awesome, I still think the fact that he had to do so much modifying speaks to how our society really needs to improve accessibility for disabled persons. He had trouble getting into some venues because they didn't have the proper disability ramps and stuff like that for him to get into. I think that happened in some foreign countries. I'm not sure if that was happening here in the States. Obviously, in the States, it's required by law. But at one point in time, I mean, like, I don't remember what the story was, but for him to even get that table that he could roll around with was, I think, a lot of it was community. His brother, Vash, drove him everywhere in a van. like, because it was the only way they could transport that table. And I don't remember if that van got vandalized or stolen or destroyed, but at one point in time, it was actually destroyed, and the FTC all came together and got them a new van. Yeah, oh, you're right. One of the airlines broke his table at one point in time. And again, I think the community came together to help him out again with that situation. And you know, again, he was the nicest guy. A lot of times when I would get mad and tweet about how annoyed I was and stuff, he would always come in and be like, "Hey, James, I can help you. I can help you. I can help you. My problem is I'm an introvert, so I don't reach out to anybody. So obviously, I never really had a chance to have him coach me or anything like that. But again, he was one of the kindest people out there, and his, you know, self-deprecation humor. And you could tell, too, it wasn't one of those self-deprecating humors where you're just, like, actually legit worried about them. Like, his self-deprecation humor was just, like, it was like he liked to make those jokes because he wanted to show how he was beating all of it. You know what I mean? I never got that sense from him that his humor was from a place of depression or sadness or anything like that. It always seemed like a place from, yeah, look, I could be in this situation, but look where I am. Like, look where I am. Look what I'm doing. And that made it so different. One of the toughest things about being a content creator here is, you know, I want to talk about this. I want to post this to YouTube because I want people to know about Broly. I want people to know how great he is. I love seeing him. I mean, you know, the photo that I posted up on Twitter is of him using the table to run me over. You know, and that was the thing, is like, we always had this ability to joke and do a lot of this fun, humorous stuff with each other and stuff. Yeah, that was one of the tweets when Evo, he tweeted, man, when he heard, you know, Capcom Presents, he said, he was like, man, screw this disability, and I stood up. You know, like, that was kind of the humor that he had. And you know, I want the world to know about him. I want the world to know as much about him. But, you know, as a content creator, you're in a very, very tough situation, right? I want to put this video on YouTube, but there is the danger of exploiting somebody's death for content. I will tell you this right now. If you see this video on YouTube, if you do see this video on YouTube, it is because I have already spoken to Vash and his family to make sure it's okay to put this up. And I guarantee you, if you are watching this on YouTube right now, there is no monetization activated on this video. Okay? Clearly, there is no intention of doing that, but I just really want to be able to let people know, if they haven't heard of Broly Legs, you should know about Broly Legs. And if I can do anything to increase the reach of people who will know Broly Legs and why he is an inspiration and why this man has shown everybody in the FGC that there is nothing that can hold you back from learning fighting games, that is what I want to do, right? Like Olaf says, we need to celebrate him. We need to celebrate him. So again, you know, I've done this similarly for people who have passed. And sure enough, you know, talking to them, they're like, please, we'd prefer not to have that video out there. And so I respected their wishes, their opinions. I'm going to do the same thing here. So if you see this, guaranteed, I have spoken with his family to know whether or not this video, if they feel comfortable with me putting this up. But again, there is no intention of trying to take advantage of someone's passing for content. I'm not trying to gain anything out of this. I just want to use my reach to make sure people know about Broly Legs, too, so that people know about this amazing human being out there. Again, I've never seen, you know, an unkind thought come out of his mind, except for people who deserve it. But, you know, I have never seen, you know, him not be encouraging and just be wonderful and super, super happy. And yeah, Yasha, it's a great point. I'll talk to some people. I'll see maybe if we can get them on to talk about it maybe next week. I think that would be a great idea. So I think that would be really, really cool. So good idea, Yasha. I'll see if I can do that. But again, we can mourn the passing of Broly Legs, or we can spend some time celebrating what he brought to the community. You cannot find someone in the FGC who is more of an inspiration than Broly Legs. I mean, honestly, there have been so many people who have wanted to give up. Even Ultra David talked about when his muscle problems were happening, the spasms and the inability to control his arms. Broly Legs was an inspiration for him to keep fighting and to keep playing. Like I said, Wheels from the KI community talked about it. He's named Wheels because he's in a wheelchair, right? So many people have seen Broly Legs. He's had Evo documentaries, ESPN documentaries, et cetera, talking about him to show how you can basically accomplish anything if you put your mind to it. I know that's a euphemism, a very common euphemism, but he is the embodiment of that. He is this person who really did inspire so many people to do the things that they are able to do now. So again, Broly, Mike Begum, I don't know. I've never learned how to pronounce his last name. I'm assuming it's Begum. B-E-G-U-M. But Mike is his real name. Mike, we'll miss you tremendously. As L.I. Joe and both Mike Ross said, please run the set with Flo. Please kick his ass. Do not give Flo any leeway at all whatsoever. Begum. Okay, Begum. Mike Begum. Know that your time in this world was spent doing so much good for so many people. We will miss you terribly, and we love you to death. And again, the fighting game community, we do stick for one each other. We do our best. Obviously, there's a lot of situations that we miss, but you know, Broly Legs, aka Mike, was one who truly embodied the good side of the FGC. Honestly, he did so much for the fighting game community. Not even just being an intro, but like I said, just even teaching people, helping people get better, etc., etc. And you know, he didn't have to do any of that. He really didn't. But his goal was to spread, you know, power and knowledge and confidence to as many people as he could. So, again, rest in peace to Mike Begum. And hopefully, you know, we'll see you soon. And, you know, that's really all I can say at this point in time. So, shout outs to you. For those of you watching here on Twitch and YouTube, again, you know, please help spread the word about this guy, and let everybody know what a wonderful human being he was and what an inspiration he was. So thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I will talk to you guys later. And yeah, that's all I have to say. Take care. Peace out, and see you guys next time here on the stream here. Or not, doesn't matter. Again, like I said, more important that you just know about Broly than anything. So take care. Peace.